إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, right about around this time or just before that, a week ago, everybody was talking about the New Year's Eve and New Year's this and resolutions and so on and so forth. I understand this is not our year given, but I'm just talking about the norm. What everybody else, since 2018 is gone and 2019 is here, and what do we do and how's it going, and everybody else thinking about their own issues and their own dilemmas. So, by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we talked about istiqamah in the meaning and the definition and the fruit and so on. In one khutbah. And last one, we talked about holding yourself accountable for that whole year. And what do we have to do now? Well, today is a very practical khutbah. It's your homework for 2019. This is not a pledge form. As you were thinking, it is not. This is a pledge form to Allah. This is your GPS to Jannah. So today we're going to go through it together. By the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this poor slave of Allah compiled a few things. 20 things that you're supposed to do to obtain istiqama. So your guideline to istiqama. And 10 fruit when you get the benefits of it. So it's there, front and back. So that's all you have to follow. Just keep that on your fridge. Give it to a friend. Copy and share, whatever it is, on your social media. There's a typo, however, on number 14. You'll see it when you get it. I know that everybody's going to go to 14 right away. But you know what? You'll know what it means. Inshallah, we'll go through it today. So let's start. Understanding what you have to now to attain istiqamah. Let's start for the first khutbah to talk about how to get istiqamah. What are the factors? What do you have to do to be able to do it? Understanding istiqamah is actually fi'l taklifi. وَكُلِّ فِعْلِ تَكْلِيفِ مُخَيَّرٌ. Meaning it's an obligation. Every obligation that you have a choice. And that's why Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when a man drank alcohol, intoxicated himself and like alcohol, he said, Allah قَدَّرَ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهِ. Allah يدي. He said, Allah decreed that upon me. He says, اجلدوه مرتين. مَرَّ لِشُرْبِهِ الْخَمْ وَمَرَّ لِفْتِرَاءِ عَلَى اللَّهِ. That's why we said, yes, you are obligated because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتُ and so on. اِسْتَقِيمُ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا and, as we talked about it before. We're commanded to be straight to the path, to Allah. So this is a command. So the command, this is us, وُجُوب الطَّلَبْ, meaning that is commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بيولا, to feed al-amr, which is a command. And the wujub that is taklifi, which means make it fard. So that is an obligation that you have a choice of doing or not doing. That's why Umar, when a man drank alcohol, he says, Allah made me do this. He says, get him, whip him, flog him twice. One time because he drank alcohol, and the other time is because he lied upon Allah. He said that Allah made me do this. Allahu Akbar. So let us find out first what you have to do. So this istiqamah, my brothers and sisters, when we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, yes? In al-Fatiha, then after this we said, Ya Allah, نَعْبُدُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what do we do? نَسْتَعِينُ بِكَ يَا رَبِّ عَلَى الْعِبَادَةِ. We ask your help, O Allah, to be able to worship you. And then after this, what do you say? إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. That means, guide us in a straight path. What does that mean practically? That means the straight path has to be in your ibadah in order for you to show istiqamah. Which means, if you're on the straight path, it doesn't necessarily mean that you pray. It doesn't necessarily mean that the sister wears the hijab. It doesn't necessarily mean that you give the sadaqah or the zakah. That doesn't mean anything. Remember we told you this man that went outside to the west, and he found a girl that he wanted to meet, but she wasn't a Muslim. Her father said no. Just reminding of the story. And said, okay, we'll learn about Islam. What if she embraces Islam? She said, yeah, no problems. So she learned about Islam. What did she say? I learned about Islam. I want to embrace Islam. It's a beautiful religion, but I can't marry you. He asked her why? It's because you're not a straight Muslim. You're not mustaqim. Yes, you pray and you do whatever it is, but you're not mustaqim. You understand? So it's implementing what you learn. It's not on the straight path. It doesn't let anywhere to be. There's no crooked. You know, the brother says, you know, among the istiqamah is al-i'tidal. Al-i'tidal meaning being in the midst of the path. La ifrata wa la tafrit. Because you will see it's among the tricks of shaitan. So the man says, you know what, I'm not like this, I'm not like that, I'm like this. That's not mustaqim, ya shaykh. So understanding that, so it's implementing the ibadah to be on the straight path, and that's why Umar radiallahu anhu says, salli in shit, sum in shit, walakinnaha al-istiqamah. It doesn't necessarily mean that you pray, my brother, because we don't have it in our hearts. We don't even know what istiqamah means of that. And that's why this is it here for you today, inshallah. And we knew that Allah subhanahu wa jalla bilal wants us for us to be the best. So this is your GPS for it, inshallah. And you will be handed this for the brothers and the sisters, inshallah. So think about a ship. A ship that is going. The captain, or even a flight, that tries to get to the straight path as much as possible. And there is between those channels, there is an edge of the water, an edge of the water. Even though if the ship turns just a little bit up straight path, the degree, sooner or later it will fall off. And that's why you're trying to hit. You're trying to hit the straight path. It's the shortest distance between two. So let's go through the list, inshallah, how to attain it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among that. Those who follow the Sirat al-Mustaqim, dunya and akhirah. In the hereafter, in this dunya, inshallah. Ameen. So the first thing is taqwa and muraqabah. The first thing you have to attain in order to be Sirat al-Mustaqim is you have to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bi'ala and being held accountable by yourself. The muraqabah means what? That Allah sees me. Allah watches over me. Allah is with me. And that's called muraqabah. It's being you being supervised by Allah. We talked about this in one whole khutbah. I'm now coming down to the whole thing to be able to start your 2019 in a very practical mode to be on the straight path. So the first thing on your list is to acquire taqwa. So how do you acquire taqwa? We already said that you acquire taqwa is in the last third of the night. The last third of the night with qiyamul layl. That is number one on the list if you acquiring taqwa. Being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala can only be attained where nobody else sees you except Allah. And when is that? When nobody else sees you in ibadah. Not here in the masjid. In the midst of the night, just before Fajr. So your homework, at least half an hour before Fajr, you gotta get up. Not before the prayer, before the adhan, and pray two rak'at. And put your forehead down asking Allah, because among them is the dua. The dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, Ya Allah, ihdini sirat al-mustaqim. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah, rahmatullah alayh, what do you say? He says, Ya mufahim Sulaiman fahimni. Ya Mu'allim Dawood, allimni. Asking Allah sincerely to be guided. Make me understand. Make me ponder and reflect of those who are going to follow the footsteps of the prophets and messengers. Number two, the dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you the straight path. But be sincere when you make the dua. Be mukhlis wa anta muqin bil ijaba. The scholar says, ud'u Allah wa anta muqin bil ijaba. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He says, ask Allah and be certain and be sure and be commanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do it. But how do you do that? We already know that Allah will not accept your dua if you have your unlawful money, unlawful food, unlawful clothes, unlawful company, and so on and so forth. The proof of that is the dua. The man that was saying, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab. And what do you say? He says, Anna yustajab lah. How is Allah going to answer you? وَغُذِّيَ مِنْ حَرَامٍ طَعَامُهُ حَرَامٍ مَلْبَسَهُ حَرَامٍ مَالُهُ حَرَامٍ. Your wealth is unlawful. Your food is unlawful. Your clothes is unlawful. Everything, you were raised unlawful with unlawful money. How is Allah going to answer you? So if you want to be mujib al-du'a, أطلب الطعام. You make sure the food that you eat is halal. The money you bring in is halal. Everything you do is halal. So that's number two on your list. Number three. Asti'ana wa tawakkul. Seek only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. And put your trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you. Which means, احفظ الله يحفظك. Protect the boundaries of Allah, Allah will protect your boundaries. How many of us care what's halal and haram? It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter to me. Okay, but احفظ الله يحفظك. If you want the protection, you have to get your insurance policy. You don't. You protect the boundaries of Allah, of halal and haram. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect your boundaries. The time is running, so I'm going to go a little faster. Okay. طلب العلم. العلم نور. You have to seek knowledge. How will you know all this stuff? You won't. You have to seek knowledge. And what's the key for knowledge? You'll find out is number one on your list. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. You have to understand that the scholars will tell you the best thing you will have in this life is order. You have to know Allah. The best thing in this life is knowing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That's the biggest thing you can do in this life. Is to truly know who Allah is. But how do you know that if you don't seek knowledge? Well, is the one on the list. How do you seek knowledge? You have to be min ruwad al-masajid, min tulab al-ilm. I'm seeking knowledge. How do I do that? Well, I can't do it now with asking Shaykh Google anymore. I can't just be surfing this. No, you have to come to the masajid. Tadkhini. You gotta go to the ulama and learn. Put your knees to their knees and learn. Not just the book, but not now. You have to understand what this means. Yes? So, al-mu'min kayyus fatin, laysa kisqut. Yeah? Because you can read this thing in two different means. Kayyus fatin is an intellectual, a calm, cool, intellectual individual. Not kisqut is the same thing. Close to it is a bag of cotton. You're not a bag of cotton. You're an intellectual individual that you'll come, inshallah, come to the masajid. The five salawat as much as you can. At least the jum'ah, the halaqat. There is too many things that we're doing, alhamdulillah, by the blessing of Allah. This year, too many workshops, too many halaqat, too many courses. Come and seek knowledge by the blessing of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, doing that, righteous deeds and the righteous company. Where do you find the righteous company? Well, you'll find them right here. You'll follow up with the Muhammad, Sister Fatima. We talked about this before. I understand there are sisters, Brother Fatima. Brother Muhammad and Sister Fatima, they're not good either. I know that. But I'm talking about the righteous, solid brothers and sisters who really want to seek the path of Allah. And you can find them here. Biyut, أَذِنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ تُرْفَعْ فِيهَا رِجَالٍ. Allah says, فِيهَا رِجَالٍ. These are the places you'll find men, not males. True men. So if you want to acquire knowledge, you come to the masajid. Why? Because you want the righteous company and the righteous environment. You can find them right here, inshallah. طيب. Increase your iman. How do you increase your iman? Is by increasing your righteous deeds. The iman are three types. Iman yazid wa yanqus, as we explained before. We'll just take the one that pertains to us. Because the other ones, is that? One, prophets and messengers, and angels, it doesn't increase, it stays as is because they're not mukallaf, not obligated. Prophets and messengers, they increase only. Us, poor us, our iman increases, our iman decreases. Check your measuring stick, check your battery. You'll find out that every time you do a righteous deed, you have a shut-off valve. You see a sister in humanity walking by, guess what? Will you be looking? You will not be looking. Because you're charged. Your iman is strong. Because you're doing righteous deeds. Why? Because you're beloved to Allah. And the hadith is very straightforward. The obligation act is the most beloved to Allah. But you still come, Allah will love you more. If you do an act of what? Volunteering. Once you do the voluntary acts, Allah will be the sight that you see with, the hearing that you hear with, the hand that you strike upon, the feet that you walk upon. And we explained that in one whole khutbah. After this, inshallah, you have to have tawbah, nasuh, a sincerity in your tawbah. You understand now, khalas, I got it. So I have to start with tawbah. So we said, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Except those who repent, believe and do righteous deeds. Because the scholars will say again, they're in order for a reason. You have to have repentance and it has to be sincere. Nasuh, what does nasuh mean? تَنْصَحُكَ. You know what tawbah nasuha? Sincere tawbah means what? It's comprehensive, completed, accepted, sincere tawbah. What does that mean? Okay, if you have a nasuh, somebody, the tawbah will give you advice. Ya Ami Sheikh, what are you doing, man? You watching this bad stuff? You just came from the masjid. What are you doing? What are you doing here? You shouldn't be in this place. You going to box now? You going to a shisha hookah place? You going to this internet? That's how you do it? No. You just came from the Jum'ah. You just heard this guy telling you this. النصوح التوبة النصوحة will actually get you there. You will hear this subconsciously. It will tell you, you cannot do this. You cannot be here. You cannot be with them. You cannot be looking at this. You cannot be saying this. You cannot be hearing this. That's the توبة النصوحة. It has to have sincerity and it has to have its own Lord. We talked about توبة in one khutbah. طيب, recite in the Quran. The scholars will tell you when you say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you this straight path is what? ذلك الكتاب. Allah has already told you, here's your question, your answer is what? You're saying, ya Allah, give me a straight path. And guess what? This Quran, I want you to get it on your phone. I want you to get it in your car. So we said, every place you go, you have to have khatm. So we said, from Ramadan, every day you have to finish your juz. Now, you have to move up in the world. Why do you have to do a faster typing? Why do you have to get an increase of your money? Why do you have to get a more mileage on your car? You want more of everything. Why do we want more of Jannah? Why don't we want more of Hidayah? Why don't we want more of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to get us more of? So we said, at least, brothers and sisters, one juz a day. So because Allah says, you want the straight path? He says, the alif lam mim, dalika kitab, hudan lil muttaqin. If you want the straight path, Allah told you already the straight path is your Quran. How many books have you read? How to influence people in pride and how to pick up whatever and how to do that, be successful. How about being successful in this life and the hereafter, ya akhi? He said, if إِذَا أَرَدْتَ الدُّنْيَا فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ الْآخِرَةَ فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَهُمَا مَعًا فَعَلَيْكَ بِالْقُرْآنِ. If you want the dunya, hold on to Quran. If you want the hereafter, hold on to Quran. If you want them both, who doesn't? And that's why the best dua in the Quran is what? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ya Allah, give us the best in life and the best in the hereafter and keep us away from fire. So the Quran is your guide, ya Shaykh. Hold on to it. So you have to do a daily now. In your car, you're going to listen to Quran. On your phone, you're going to listen to Quran. Waiting for the doctor, you're going to listen to Quran. Waiting in the airport, in the plane, in the train, and everywhere you go, you're going to be listening to Quran, inshallah, to increase your iman. So recite your Quran, be why? Because that's the family of Allah on Judgment Day. Also, where is my family? You know who stands up? The people of Quran. Don't you want to be the family of Allah? So hold on to Quran. طيب, ذكر. The scholars will tell you that الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. Those who remember Allah in abundance, and male and female, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens? Will answer the dua. There are three types. Imam al-Adil, Da'wat al-Mazloom, الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. A just ruler, the one that is oppressed, and if you remember Allah in abundance, Allah will answer your dua. Try it. So we said that every right foot, what are you going to say? Alhamdulillah. Every left foot, you're going to say Astaghfirullah. That's it. So we mentioned before, the sun has risen upon the pharaohs, the ulama, the poets, the gardens of Eden, all of these things that you have, the treasures of Harun, and Qarun, and so on and so forth. But he says, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar, khayrun mimma talat alayhi shams. The sun is risen upon everything. Everything, the seven wonders of this earth. The earth is covered by the sun. Everything, my brothers and sisters, but saying that dhikr is better than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you that the sun is risen upon. So remember that Ramadan. مَا ذَالَ لِسَانِكَ رَطْبًا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Your tongue is still moist and gentle and kind in state if you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So enjoying good but forbidding evil. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Why do you think we're the best nation that was ever given to humanity? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ تَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. Yes, that's why we are the best. So you're going to enjoy good and forbid evil. However, I don't want you to go now to your family and say, you know what, my dad did this, my mom did this, my wife, my husband, my children. No. Enjoying good and forbidding evil is an art. So please keep this in mind. إِنْ كَانَ أَمْرُكَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهْيُكَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ يَتَرَتَّبُ عَلَيْهِ مُنكَرْ أَكْبَرُ مُنْكَرِ فَتَرْكُهُ أَوْلَى. Which means, if you're going to enjoy good and forbid evil, and the consequences of you doing that is a greater evil, leave it. That's what's called تَأْخِيرُ الْبَيَانِ لِحَاجَةٍ. Leaving that for a reason, for a darura. As I mentioned before, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did not hack the statues in the beginning of Islam. When did he do it? When he came back victorious to Mecca. So you have to be smart and intellectual individual in order for you to be able to. So it says, the rule, the golden rule is, أَلِّفْ ثُمَّ عَرِّفْ ثُمَّ كَلِّفْ. Remember that. I know there's a lot to, but hopefully you'll listen to it later. The golden rule of enjoying good and forbidding evil is three. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi says, أَلِّفْ ثُمَّ عَرِّفْ ثُمَّ كَلِّفْ. أَلِّفْ الْقُلُوبِ, reconcile the hearts. عَرِّفْ, raise awareness, educate, then كَلِّفْ, then obligate. طيب, after this, we're going to do da'wah now. Why? Because you're walking the talk. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to give da'wah. So the first one was what? اقرأ. So we said number one on your rule is acquire knowledge. Number one. Number two, قم الليل إلا قليلا. Take the knowledge and establish that by قيام الليل. That's what Allah told Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to do. We follow him. And forgive me for speaking fast. It's a lot of material. Forgive me for that. Hopefully you can slow your app down. I'll sound like I'm drugs, but inshallah you get it. So اقرأ, acquire knowledge. Number two, قم الليل إلا قليلا. Called the قمس. قم الليل. Now establish it. Get the knowledge. Put it into action. قم الليل. Then he says قم فأنذر. Now when you have it, then go ahead and warn people, enjoying good for being evil. You understand that the tukluba is in order. And after this, وَلَرَبِّكَ مَصْفَرٍ. Be patient, because this path is not easy. And this path of da'wah, أَخِي الْكَرِيمِ, it is sufficient for you for one ayah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّنْ مَنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. This is jawab istinkadi. The scholars will tell you the answer is in the question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you a question, but he's already given you the answer is in the question. وَمَنْ Who is better in speech? That means there's nobody. Nobody is better than those who walk in da'wah. That means you have to be a khatib or an imam? No. You have to be walking the talk. That means what? How do you give da'wah, my brothers and sisters? Walk the talk. Walk in the footsteps of Rasulullah. The best character is that's your da'wah. You being ameen. And that's the fruit, by the way. You being doing the best job. That's your da'wah. Smile. Smile to the people. I know. No, this is a kafir. I can't smile. I have to show him this. Ya Habibi, wallahi, it's not the da'wah, ya Shaykh. So the da'wah is the way you behave, the way you act, that's how people become the fold of Islam. Number 12, looking into the magnificent creation of Allah, meaning al-tadabbur. How many of us have looked in the horizon and says, Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. What a beautiful creation. But if this is a beautiful creation, Allahu Akbar, what about the Creator? Yes? Now here's what usually the youth tell me. Shaykh, when I see a beautiful sister in humanity, I go, SubhanAllah, what a beautiful creation. That's not it. Because I see the audience on that. I can tell you now. So look at, ponder and reflect about the suns and the moons and the signs that Allah has given you. And that's a ibadah, my brothers and sisters, inshallah. Number 13 is, remember in death and the hereafter. ضَعَ الْمَقْ نُصْفَ عَيْنَيْكَ أكثر من ذكر هذه من اللذات. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, remember death in abundance. Why? You see last night, Sheikh, or yesterday, I can't remember when they do the janazah for brother Qadir Khan, rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah bless him, and the other brother, may Allah bless him. This masjid was like more than Eid, Sheikh. But you understand how he started? He was born in Afghanistan, traveled to India, was a Bollywood star. The dua of his father, and that's why I'm going to tell you in the end, is birr al-walidin. The dua of his father brought him back. And he had a request. His son, I want you to start doing the religious now courses and so on. So he actually was doing something in the end. And why? Because Prophet says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِخَوَاتِيمِهَا. Indeed, you will be judging how you ended. So remember death, because that's the hadith min al-dhat. That's the one that will destroy the pleasure. Because the pleasure, how long? How long, champ? How long are you going to do this fornication thing? I'll time you. Go ahead. Have fun. Enjoy. I'm not telling you to, but I'm just trying to tell you, think. How much would you have fun with this whatever? Significant other. From another mother. Yes? Okay, I'm going to time you. The same time you spent with that girl, I'm going to put you now in the inferno. Enjoy. Are you going to do that? Well, why not? Because that's what the scholars say. Because we don't have the ghaib. We don't understand the unknown. We don't see it. But if I give you something tangible, then you will know, it's not worth it. I don't care how good looking this girl is. It's not, she's not tangible. She's not worth it. Because Hur al-Ain is waiting for me. Nah, we don't speak Hur al-Ain in front of the system. And move it on, inshallah. We'll finish it off, inshallah. Don't worry. طيب, after this, okay, holding yourself accountable. I know it's a typo here. It's not holding yourself accountable, it's holding yourself accountable. So and when do you do that? When you put your head on the pillow. Why? Because you don't guarantee that you're going to raise it up again. And that's why the scholars will tell you, the Sahaba used to teach your children three things. It has to be two khutbas, forgive me, I'll have to come back. But that's okay. Or we can do it and you just find each other. And the rest is there. So we said the tawbah and nasuha, being righteous to your children, being righteous to your parents, and so on and so forth. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to each and follow the best of it. أَقُولُ مَسْعَوْنُ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ أَسْتَغْ Alhamdulillah wa salatu wassalamu ala man nabi ala. Amma ba'd. Let's take it home, inshallah. So we're going to protect our whims, limbs, and desires. And all of that on the list. You have 20 things to do. 20 on your list to be able to attain your GPS of istiqamah. Okay, let's finish off with the fruit. Why should I do this? You know, in sales, they will tell you future in attract and benefits sell. Here you go. If you want it, there are 10 things for you. If you attain this istiqamah in this life and hereafter. The first one is that you have a peace of mind. Rahat al-bal, rahat al-qalb. A peace of mind. You know what? You're going to die tomorrow. I'm ready, Shaykh. I can't wait to meet Allah. Don't get me wrong. Don't get it out of context. Yes? So please understand that this is okay. I can sleep, man. بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ عَمَارٌ Yeah? لَإِلَيْتَ بَيْنِي Everybody else, I don't care if it's the relationship is cut off. As long as my relationship with Allah, فَلْيَضْمَ عَنِّي النَّاسُ أَوْ فَلْيَسْخَطُوا أَنَا مَعُوا أَسْعَى لِغَيْرِ رِضَاكَ If people are pleased with me, if this pleased with me, it doesn't matter. As long as you pleased with me, Allah, I'm ready. Yes? So راحت البال. The first thing, you be on the straight path, you got nothing to worry about. This whole thing is upside down. It doesn't matter. I'm straight with Allah. Number two. إِتْقَانِ الْعَمَلِ Being perfect, being good at whatever you do because you now know the حقوق. You know the duties and rights. So it's called إحسان. You will be doing إحسان in everything you do. You're perfecting everything you do. Number three. رَغَدِ الْعَيْشِ Allah will put barakah in your money, your health, your wealth, your children, your family, your spouse. Everything you do as a gift from Allah, the scholars say, will be رَغَدِ الْعَيْشِ Everything you will be having a blessing. Allah will make it more, best and better, everything that you have. Number three. No, we mentioned that. Number four. Al-Qana'a. You'll be content with anything. You have $1, Allahu Akbar. I am better than the one person that has minus $1. Yes? Al-Qana'a. I'd be content with everything that Allah bestows upon me. Number five. Being a Uswa Hasana. You'll be a good role model. Be a walking pulpit of Muslims. Number six. Being aware of your duties and rights, as we mentioned. Number seven. You're being awarded by how? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, and you will see it in the people. People will actually love you. People will respect you. Because you may have a beard, you may have a hijab, and people will love you for that. People, wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu. In your work, they will remind you, it's time to break your fast. It happens. People will remind you, oh no, no. And the sisters will tell you, oh no, no. One sister is muhajjaba, you cannot come here. So people will be forced to love you, will be forced to respect you, because the love of Allah will be stored upon you. There's three more. Now protected, being protected by the protection of Allah. And you'll understand it, inshallah. Look at it. Number two, last two, inshallah. The number two, last two is the most important. The descension of the angels when you die. Yes? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ فَقَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ How much do you need some protection, man, when you die? The best gift of that istiqamah is when you die, when you need most, the angels will come down. Says, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا نَحْنَ أَوْلِيَاكُمْ عَيْشِينَ Don't be afraid. Don't be sad about the past. Don't be afraid of the future. We're here with you. We'll take you through this journey. I'm here to help you. Who? Bob the Builder? Brother Mo? No, man. The angels will come down when you die. We'll help you through it. And the final and seal of this is the fulfillment of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula لَيُؤَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ Allah will fulfill your promise, His promise, that when you go on the straight path, it's the fast track to Jannah. May Allah grant us Jannah. And make us among the Mustaqeem. Ameen. Wa abdullah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Ameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Ya Rabbana ka hamdu kamal dilali wa tibadim sultanik. Allahumma salli sallam ala alihi wa sallam ala alihi اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين وعلي بفضلك وكرمك الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بين سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشمتنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمالنا وفوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك ان نختار من تحتنا اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم امين واخذ عن حق الله رب العالمين وصلى الله على اله وصحبه وتابعين واقم الصلاه